Impeachment. To be impeached. Sounds kind of nice if you don't know what it means. The word conjures up images of being covered from head to toe in thick, high fructose syrup and small bits of fruit and being licked all over by whatever turns you on. But as you know, it's nowhere near that. To impeach, as the dictionary defines it, is to challenge the validity of another. To be impeached is to be held in contempt or otherwise impeded or ensnared. It also translates into potential trouble for a president if that word starts making the rounds in his proximity with any great frequency. Well, for the time being, in some circles, the words impeach and Bush are pairing up all the time. Impeach Bush. ImpeachBush.com. Impeach Bush while you wait. Impeach Bush for the things he done. Impeach Bush because it sounds like fun. Impeach Bush until the day is done. In 2005, Michigan Congressman John Conyers introduced House Resolution 635, a long and detailed report with over 1,000 footnotes that accuses the Bush White House of, among other things, manipulating pre-war intelligence and taking liberties with the Constitution. Didn't get much press because of that whole liberal media mafia thing, but it set the internet blogs on fire as both sides traded violent invective with great ferocity. That's just impeachy. Now, I've noticed that no one on the Republican side of the fence seems all that concerned about impeachment proceedings going forward. And if I were them, I wouldn't be, because we all know it's their country that we're living in. And besides that, we all know what really constitutes grounds for impeachment proceedings, don't we?